Press of Liberty magazine recently uncovered a laughable travesty on those hair-raising detective stories we all love so dearly. The story actually took place right in the home of S.S. Van Dyne, one of the world's most famous writers of detective stories. A champion Scotch terrier named Lassie, whose wisdom stood up well in comparison to her master's, is the heroine. Mr. Van Dyne and Lassie, so they tell us, always have breakfast together. That is, Mr. Van Dyne has breakfast and Lassie has a dog biscuit and one small helping of rubber bone. But one morning, a strange and frightening event occurred.
Oh, what a lovely morning. What delightful sunshine and what beautiful fresh air. Good morning, Togo. And what do we have for breakfast this morning?
Have very good breakfast, Mr. Van Dyne.
Wait, say no more. I detect the appetizing aroma of the cup that cheers but does not inebriate. I deduce that you have coffee simmering. I observe with shrewd and penetrating eye that the toaster is connected and working. I conclude that you're preparing toast. Am I right, my dear Togo? Am I right?
Oh, yes, Mr. Van Dyne, but Togo must say...
No, it's quite elementary, my dear boy. Don't be amazed. Merely a practical application of deductive reasoning.
Oh, no. Togo not amazed. Mr. Van Dyne have coffee and toast every morning for past 4 years.
Well, of course, I... Togo, I trust you're not deprecating my powers of analytical deduction.
Excuse, please. 12-cylinder words not suitable for a 3-horsepower mind of ignorant servant.
Let it go. Where's my paper?
On table.
Oh, yes, I suspected that. What was it I missed? Oh, yes, Lassie. Yes, where's Lassie? Here, Lassie. Here, Pop. Come on.
Oh, me. That's very strange. Togo not see Lassie since several while ago.
Here. Come here, Lassie. Where are you? Well, this is most baffling. Togo, where and under what circumstances did you last see Lassie?
When me get up 2 hours ago, me put Lassie out in yard. All of a sudden, me hear chicken make much noise. Me hear Lassie bark. Me say, shush. No more noise. No more Lassie also.
You say she barked and the chickens cackled. Yes, it's very significant. Very significant. Come, Togo. Let's examine the premises.
Okay. You like to look in yard, too?
Togo, must I explain that the premises include... Well, let it go. Come on out here now.
Here, Lassie. Come sudden quick, please.
Here, Lassie. Joe, this is most perplexing. Togo, look there.
Yes, please?
A footprint right there in the wet sand.
Beg pardon, honorable detective, sir, but it's much too big for a dog. Also, footprint have shoes on. Very unlikely for a dog. Yes, please?
No, of course it isn't a dog's footprint. It's a man's footprint. Some man has been here in this yard and kidnapped my dog. But he can't get away with that. I know a thing or two about tracking down criminals. Togo, quickly, go inside. Get the plaster of Paris. Get water. Get the magnifying glass and the micrometer rule.
Yes, please. What you go to do?
Do? I'm going to get an imprint of the foot of the man who stole my dog. And I'll track that thief down if it takes me the rest of my natural life.
Prints of foot, yes, please?
Togo, I've that man's foot measured to the thousandth of an inch. I know the exact size and shape of his shoe. He can't get away, Togo. I'll follow that fiend to the ends of the earth. No punishment can be too severe for a wretch who'd steal a poor, harmless dog. What's that?
Sound very much like honorable dog.
Yes, you're right. It is a dog. In fact, it sounds very much like Lassie. Come along, Togo, quickly. Why, it seems to be coming from under that tool shed.
You, very fine detective, Mr. Van Dyne. Togo never suspect dog kidnapped under tool shed.
Here, Lassie, here, girl. Look, Togo, there she is. And she's got a rat. She's caught a big rat that's been killing my chickens. Dog, good for you, Lassie, good for you.
Amazing, Mr. Van Dyne. Lassie, too smart for one dog. Must be twins.
Look here, Togo. You see what's happened? She followed the rat in under the tool shed and got wedged in. But she didn't bark or whimper. She just waited her chance and caught the rat first. Oh, good Lassie, good girl. Here, let me help you out. Be careful.
You have one off, Mr. Van Dyne. My, oh, my. Miss Lassie, one very smart dog. Not only catch rat, but escape from kidnapper, too.
Good girl, Lassie. That's right, Togo. She couldn't have been kidnapped at all.
Not kidnapped? But who make footprint of mysterious stranger?
Hmm. Come along. I'll have to have another look at those prints. This is most extraordinary, Togo. Most extraordinary.
Oh, master, you step in footprint, you spoil.
Togo, just as I suspected. Just as I suspected.
Yes, please.
There was no mysterious stranger at all, Togo. My shoe fits perfectly. That footprint happens to be one I made myself.
Lassie proved herself quite efficient at catching the villain. Maybe you get that way in a mystery story writer's household. Anyway, let's hope that Lassie is now getting an extra handful of Red Heart dog biscuits every morning as her reward. The crisp, crunchy character of Red Heart biscuits is beneficial to dogs' teeth. And because these biscuits are made up of 24 clean, wholesome ingredients, they make a nutritious, economical addition to his daily rations. And if your dog is not already eating Red Heart, canned and packaged, as his regular bill of fare, start him on them today. And listen again next Sunday at the same time for Bob Becker, nationally known authority on dogs and dog care, and that canine sensation, the amazing talking dog. Come on, boy. Come on now. Come on, you can do it. Come on. Red Heart, that's it. This is WGN, the voice of the people, Chicago.